The giant Franco-American media group, Vivendi Universal, has appointed a new president after accepting the resignation of Jean-Marie Messier. The new president is Jean-René Fourtout, a pharmaceutical company executive. Vivendi Universal's stock has nosedived amid allegations of accounting irregularities, so today the board asked the new president to focus on accounting transparency and on raising money for the heavily indebted firm. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
A tearful Jean-Marie Messier bid adieu this week to applauding staff as he left company headquarters. Messier, wearing a lapel pin of crossed French and American flags, said he was proud of Vivendi Universal and proud of the hundreds of thousands of employees worldwide. Messier used a stodgy utilities company as a platform to build an entertainment giant with holdings in movies, music, and mobile phones in France, the United States, and other countries. He became a French business icon by arguing that convergence between entertainment content and the networks carrying the content would make Vivendi Universal into a global giant. Messier began a voracious series of acquisitions of companies such as USA Networks, Universal Pictures, and Universal Music. It included artists from Pavarotti to Eminem to U2. We go without you. Under the baton of the man now being disparaged as Citizen Messier, Vivendi's share price did soar to dizzying heights in the year 2000. Then it dropped, drastically. This year, Vivendi posted the biggest ever loss for a French company. Messier no longer appeared to be indispensable. In fact, he started to look increasingly expendable if the company was to survive. Things came to a head in the past week. The credit rating firm Moody's gave junk status to Vivendi's debt after banks hinted they weren't going to lend anymore. Benoît Delmas wrote a book predicting Messier's downfall.
Jean-Marie Messier, c'est un pur produit français des élites. Il a fait les grandes.
He's a pure French product, says Delmas. He went to all the best schools, worked in government ministries, and before the age of 40 became the head of what would become Vivendi. He reached a new height in megalomania and even had a Vivendi cameraman follow him around everywhere. There is concern the Vivendi fiasco may be a sign that WorldCom-style book cooking has come to French shores. Yesterday, Le Monde newspaper reported that the accounting firm Arthur Andersen helped Vivendi try to hide $1.5 billion in debts last year. Le Monde pointed out the attempt failed because the French regulators caught on. But the report was enough to wipe $10 billion off the value of Vivendi shares on the Paris stock market. Fund manager Gérard Augustin Normand says part of Vivendi's problem was the way French corporate boards are run.
Les conseils d'administration en France en général sont davantage malheureusement des clubs des amis des présidents.
In France, a company's board is often a club for the friends of the president, he says, and it doesn't really do its job of overseeing his decisions. Today, there are just too many ways to hide the truth in the name of creating stock market value. The new Vivendi boss, Jean-René Fourtout, is known as a revamp expert. He wants to review the company's assets. Fourtout will also have to find $2 billion in short-term financing for the company. There has been speculation it will be broken up, but there was no word from company headquarters tonight on that. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.